Mindfulness without mental noting. Question. I have been practicing mindfulness without mental noting and focusing on the sensations, thoughts, etc. For me, it is easier to be mindful this way. What is your opinion on this? Answer. Nobody wants to note. Nobody wants to put words in their head. Why? Because it is difficult. You have to ask yourself, what is the purpose of meditation? Is the purpose of meditation to make things easy, or is the purpose in meditation to overcome what is difficult? Some people make the observation that noting makes it more difficult to recognize the object for what it is, because noting forces you to see impermanence, suffering, and non-self. It forces you to see that things are not as you would like them. It forces you to see your mind's inclination to control things and then be unable to control them. Because of the regimented nature of this meditative practice, you are not able to have this smooth mindfulness, which I would just call concentration. The word mindfulness can be used so loosely as to become rather meaningless. It is not a good translation of the word sati, which is what we are practicing. The word sati means specifically the recognition of something as it is. It is caused by something called tirasana. Sana means the recognition of something. This is that. And tira means firm, strong, or fortified. Sati means fortifying the recognition of the object for what it is, and this is why we use the noting technique. The problem is that we do not like it. Noting breaks up the continuity of the mind's inclinations, the stream of habitual clinging to conceit, craving, and to the ideas of self are disrupted. The whole idea that something is easier for me implies a preference and possibly an identification with the experience that it is me meditating. It is me being mindful. The practice of noting results in you feeling like you are forcing the experience. The experience feels jarring, chaotic, and uncontrollable, which is the actual reality of it. Noting forces you to see that. Noting itself is not uncomfortable. It is the discord between the way we would like things to be and the way things really are that feels unpleasant. Once you come to see things as they are, moment to moment, and that they do not carry on from one moment to the next, then noting becomes a very easy thing to do. Catching things up in your attention one by one becomes natural because you are able to see and accept reality just as it is, without continuous entities, only moment to moment experiences. Our ordinary perception is of things that continue from moment to moment. Because the mind does not find such things in practice, it becomes quite disturbed by the simple observation of moments of experience. Instead of perceiving the momentary experiences for what they are, it attempts to create stability by force. And it may feel like the noting itself is a use of force, but in actuality, it is just our misguided desire for stability and control. In my opinion, practice without noting is not truly sati. Why? Because the word sati means to remind yourself. Sati means the firm recognition that comes from reminding yourself of the object for what it is. The Buddha said, Gacchanto wa gacchami ti pajanati, which means, when walking, one knows, I am walking. Gacchami means walking, without emphasizing the I or the me. It is the simplest way to focus one's attention on the object. Janati means one knows, and the pa prefix means fully, which implies an exceptional sort of knowing beyond the ordinary sense that it is me who is walking. Instead of noting, I try to use the word mantra to describe this practice. Mantra is the word that we already know. Mantra meditation is a very ancient practice as a widely accepted means of focusing the mind's attention on an object. Ordinarily, however, the object of mantra is a concept because concepts are stable, satisfying, and controllable. In mindfulness meditation, our focus is on experiential reality. And because experiences are neither stable, satisfying, nor controllable, it can be a source of some distress to the mind seeking out those qualities. The fact that you experience impermanence, suffering, and non-self when applying a mantra to things that are impermanent, suffering, and non-self is a sign that you are practicing correctly. Feeling uncomfortable as a result of seeing these characteristics of reality is an important part of the training to take you out of your comfort zone, helping you to release your dependency on things that are really not dependable. From our point of view, it is forcing you to look at things objectively. If you are interested in seeing reality clearly as it is, I can only recommend that you go practice noting the objects. If you prefer something more peaceful, calm, and soothing that takes you away from ordinary reality, then you may have to look elsewhere.